Flora of Virginia offers a state-of-the-art guide to nearly 3,200 plant species and 200 families. The book features identification keys, cutting-edge taxonomy, and detailed habitat information, with a pretty thorough description of each plant. Co-author and botanist John Townsend, with the state's Department of Conservation and Recreation, says each entry took nearly 8 hours of work, which is why it took more than a decade to finish the book.
We had to procure actual specimens of these plants in order to get to our illustrators. A lot of research had to go into finding the correct scientific names for these species. There's a whole long litany of rules that internationally that people use to sort of designate species names. Probably the largest bit of time was devoted to actually developing the descriptions of the plants themselves. A pretty complex description of everything from the roots all the way to the flowers and the seeds and everything in between.
To up the fanfare surrounding this new edition, you never know when you might run into the likes of Colonial Virginia botanist John Clayton, who hadn't been heard from since 1773. His appearance now is channeled by historical actor Richard Cheatham, complete with costume presentations, as he makes connections between botany then and botany now.
My passion has become, over the years, the collecting of plants native to this colony, yet unknown to the world. And so I have taken out into the forest and the meadows and up the rivers and so forth in search of such things.
The price tag for the book is $80, and there aren't many copies left. But you won't need to wait another 250 years to get your hands on the book. There are already plans for a second printing, and work is underway to go digital with an app for tablet computers and smartphones, making the material even more searchable. I'm Connie Stevens reporting.